Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help the ADL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the ADL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. To save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Certainly do love this country and our land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our very own boss man, Dave Russell. So I'm going to bring him straight in. Hey,
good
Dave,
evening,
Joe. You liked your intro there, brother.
That was lovely. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I was just going to say, Dave, our listeners might be wondering about the slides. There's only one with the English Defence League. Simply the person who puts the slides on no longer with us, Dave. So I haven't had time for anybody else to sort out the slides for the show, but that doesn't take away anything that we do. Just because it might be one slide, it's what the show is all about. We're the English Defence League radio show, and the things that we discuss is so important to us all. I mean, wherever you might live, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the chaos that's reigning in the world at this moment in time. We've got another person, a British person. I don't know whether to read his name out, Dave, who's the ISIS have threatened to execute or behead the gentleman. So, you know, and there's Obama, dum-dum, and of course Cameroon, trying to work some sort of strategic plan to go and sort out these people. And they're just fiddling their thumbs and looking very serious, you know, putting on their serious face, aren't they, Dave? Get your act together, that's what I say, and do something constructive. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot more people that's going to meet the same fate by these barbaric coranimals. With that, Dave, over to you, buddy.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. I mean, David Cameron this week tried to bring in some laws to counteract what was going on, whether that be to stop people coming back, take their passports off, or actually stop them leaving. And Looney Clegg put a kibosh on it, mate. He stopped it. You know, so, again, why would you even think about, you know, sort of stopping something as important as that? You know, going against the Prime Minister, you know, as a Deputy Prime Minister, and go against him on what's going to keep us safe, really. You know, it's diabolical.
Well, it's the blind leading the blind when you look at both of them, isn't it? And, you know, Cameron puts it up, you know, he made some good points there. But the thing about it is you know, the left side of you know, the Cleggs and all that, think it's going to broach on the human rights of these people. Come on, get over it. They're not thinking about bloody human rights when they're lopping off people's heads left, right, and centre, are they, Dave?
They gave up their human rights when they left this country.
You got it, bang on. And why should we afford them anything? I mean, my goodness me, why do we have to be, or not ourselves, because if we had our way, Dave, things would be done. You know, that's all we say. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you know where we stand. We are the English Defence League. We want to defend our lands. But when we get stupid politicians who keep saying, oh, I don't know, that it might infringe on their human rights. Well, bugger their human rights. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we got a national problem, a serious problem. It is coming our way. We got these people back on these shores, ladies and gentlemen. We got probably about 200, 300, 400. Who can tell, Dave? Who can tell who's back here already? You know, that
I said in one of my previous videos that it's close to 1,000 that have already come back. Easy.
Good.
You know, I mean, whatever the media tell you, Jeff, you can probably double anyway. They don't want to scare anybody. But there's got to be close to 1,000 people that have come back already. You know, so this is something that we've got to look at. And, you know, from what I'm seeing from my guys, obviously, that are infiltrating, shall we say, you know, they've been in contact with SO15. They've been in contact with everybody. And they don't know what we know. It's as simple as that. They don't know where these people are, apparently. You know, they can find you if you haven't paid your TV licence. You know, that's the branches
exactly.
of the government, so to speak, but they can't find a terrorist back in our own country. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know if you've been watching the news, Jeff, at all today.
I certainly have. What do you mean about the... are we going to discuss about the lady that was beheaded in North London? Or was we going to discuss this story, Dave?
Well, I think we should touch upon it, Jeff. I mean, you know, reports
I
are coming out at
the should,
moment.
I think we should, Dave. Did you want to, maybe you can start it running, because this is still, I don't know. When I heard this, I thought, here we go again. And it resonated around, like, you know, what happened to Lee Rigby was different. They're trying to make out it's nothing to do with Islam or something or other like that. They're trying to make some, but you know what I'm saying, when they try to deflect from things, this is what they normally say. It's got nothing to do. Well, Captain Cameron come out. Didn't Boris Johnson come out the day after and both say it? It's got nothing to do with Islam. These just people that's just lost the plot, basically, wasn't it? That's what they were saying. And you get the same. It's just bloody covered up all the time, isn't it, Dave? What's going on?
Well, I don't see anybody else, you know, apart from the so-called religion of peace that actually want to behead people. So obviously, when that came out in the news earlier on, I got a phone call. My Facebook was shut down earlier for some security reason. I don't understand that at all.
Oh, really?
But yeah, so I cut the phone calls from different people telling me what had gone on. So I went into the where I'm working at the moment and put the radio on, and that come up within sort of 10 or 15 minutes on Radio 1. But a bit sketchy, first of all, you know, about what had happened. Guy jumping through back gardens and, you know, and he's apparently...
He was attacking animals and everything in his half, wasn't he? Dave attacked cars
that's
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I don't know. We've heard stories like this, you know, it reminded me like a lot of rampaging these things you've seen before, the rampaging through the streets and attacking anybody's right. You know, this is the trouble. If it's a Muslim, they're not saying anything about what sort of a faith he comes from, what background. They're keeping a very keeping that very secret, aren't they? But if he is a Muslim, you know, you've got to blame it onto that dirty book of theirs that they read. This totally sends them loony tunes. Or is it where they bang their head on the floor four times a day, Dave? Is this what
it is? Well, it's got
to cause some damage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to cause some damage, you know what I mean? She's actually been named now as Palmyra Silver. Yeah, 82 years old, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, now this is news to me. All I can say is my thoughts and my prayers go out to her family and the loved ones had the shock. This is shocking to me, ladies and gentlemen, and probably the same to you. An old lady, an 82-year-old lady, mind her own business, decapitated in a London street, for goodness sake, on her back garden, wasn't it, Dave? She was probably out there getting a bit of the sun. Mind her own business.
I mean, this is... Apparently it was in Nightingale Road in Edmonton at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. They say they found a
I know that road
garden.
Well, Dave, you know, from... I've done some work down there years ago.
A 25-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder and is in custody. Detectives said there is no suggestion that killing had a terrorist motive. I've actually been on Twitter and had a little look around that. And some photographs have emerged on Twitter, a lot of screenshots. And basically, the guy, from what I've seen so far, is a converted Muslim. And apparently, he's black. Again, you know, this is and this is from people that actually know a person that lived with this guy, apparently. All right? I can't, you know, I can't even state on what I've seen so far. I can't state whether it's actual fact or not. But this is what's coming out at the moment. And I tend to trust what comes out more than what I trust on the news. So, again, I mean, you know, you've got to look at this. It's only these people that want to take your head off. It's as simple as that. And at any time this happens, you know, I was watching Facebook when I got home. All the posts were saying, you know, I went back a few hours because I missed a little bit. And all the posts were saying, you know, it's got to be a Muslim, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. You know, and there's, you know, you've got to put two and two together and come up with four. And I think everybody did, really. You know, I mean, who else would go around and do that? It's just, you know, this was nothing ever in our society.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not in our culture, it's in their culture. You know, so whenever you see something like this, you instantly put two and two together. You know, and I think we've come up... with four on this one, you know, a black Muslim convert, apparently, known as, I think it was Fat Nick or something, they called him.
Fat Jim, was it, or something? I don't know.
I don't know. It's just, you know,
I don't know, it turns your stomach over, doesn't it, Dave, when you hear these stories that's coming out and beheading. I mean, my goodness me. Maybe that's the trouble, but he's been seeing too much of it going on the TV. He's looking into that black book, that horrible green book, isn't it? In some case, green book of theirs. And thinking all of a sudden he has one of these brainstorms. I think, oh, I'm going out to kill the kuffar. I'm going to attack the Kufar, the infidel, you know what I mean, and totally goes up his trolley. Yeah, there's a story out there that a lot of these Muslims, converts and all that, have to seek therapists that are very much involved with a lot of these cases of these people. And you can see the reason why. Maybe this is brainwashing that causes people, especially out of that book that they read, to cause so much problems throughout the world. When I love it when they try to say, Cameron said it the other day, this has nothing to do with Islam, mind you. This is, you know, ISIS, running amok. It's the caliphate. It's what the clan's all about, isn't it? And he's trying to say it's got nothing to do with Islam. And not only him, but you got old dum-dum, you know, Obama, saying exactly the same. My goodness me, when are they going to realise that we are at war with Islam? I don't know how many times we've got to say this, Dave. When it's that close and personal, when they're cutting their kids' heads off or things like that, is that when they'll realise that it's a very serious issue we got before us and we must call it what it is? We're at war.
Well, you know, it's again today we've seen the ugly head of Islam. We've seen, you know, I mean, it was only sort of last week, obviously, the 1,400 girls in Rotherham that are now apparently nearly 1,700 girls, you know. And
oh, my
new,
God.
New,
that's in, just in Rotherham, is it, Dave? 1,700 since they've...
Yeah, and they're still coming forward now. That's only one town. They're still not blaming it on the so-called... the so-called Muslims, you know, there's been other Muslims on the TV saying, you know, it's not us. It's got nothing to do with us. There's just a small percentage. You know, I believe in Rotherham, they're sort of like 5 or 10%. And for those sort of numbers, that's quite high as far as I can see. You know, I mean, it's not me for six again today, Jeff. You know, I mean, to hear what I heard earlier and then come home and it's, you know, I mean, when I walked into the workroom, and all the ladies are there, and I said, you better put the radio on, someone else has been beheaded today. They put their heads in their hands and went, oh, my God, really? I mean, yeah. And I sort of walked out. I don't think they believed me until I heard it on the news. You know,
For the normal people out there who goes about their lives and you do everyday things, I mean, and to hear that an old lady was beheaded, maybe in her back garden even, where she was just, maybe she was having a bit of washing out when this caranimal jumped over, because he was jumping over all the back fences, really, or something like that, the story was going, Dave. And didn't they taser him, and didn't another, a plea, an old Bill got hurt as well, when they was taking him into custody, or something or other, you know, so the story goes, Dave. But it seems like you've got a very close ear to the ground on, you know, the neighbours and the whereabouts and who this person was, Dave. And this is so good for our listeners to it, because they just get the sanitised versions of what they get on the media, the normal media. But at least we look into things a little bit more, like we always have done, don't we, mate?
You've got to look at it a little bit deeper, you know. I mean, this is obviously a problem that's going to be widespread very, very soon, I do believe. I mean, you know, this was just one victim, apparently, out of, you know, it wasn't just the one victim he was going for, Jeff.
Ah.
You know, he was sort of running them up with a knife until the police arrived. So, you know, whether, I don't know, he could have been on, you know, that'll be the next one. He was on drugs. You know, and he skits out. You know, they're going to make all sorts of excuses like they have done over the scandal at Rotherham. You know, and it's coming out now, obviously, again, throughout the country at the moment, where there's more grooming gangs and that coming out now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was a number that was bandied around, and I think I see it on a Facebook page, or I can't remember exactly. But something that they do, or was this someone who's in a higher position, reckon there could be over 100,000 children that's been, you know, been groomed. No, it's not called. It's Islamic slavery gangs have been at work with these kids. right the way across the board, you know, the country, north, south, east and west. As you know, where I live, we had some cases down here with the same thing. So with everybody, wherever you might live, ladies and gentlemen, if you're living in the UK, wherever you might live, guarantee if you've got an Islamic enclave around you, guarantee they're trying to do exactly the same to the children in the area. It's just they think that that they can do this. You know, sort of their so-called prophet of theirs, you know, don't forget, he took a five-year-old young girl, basically. In fact, if you read the Hadith, it did actually say he used to have wet dreams over this baby, believe it or not, Dave. And,
he had
26 child brides. Yes. It's just incredible. No wonder this world has gone totally mad. And I can't understand why people look at this and try to think that, and they call it, you know, they say, oh, it's a peaceful religion. Why do they call it? Why don't they look into it? Why don't they study it like we've done, Dave? Why don't they take a bit of time out? What do you think's going on in the world at this moment of time? This isn't about a so-called peaceful religion going about their business, not causing any harm. They're bringing difference and destruction right away across this bloody world. Kids and women being crucified because they're not Muslims. Women and children pushed into a hole, buried alive. Hundreds, men, 500 men in one village, one by one, decapitated. The stories go on and on and on. How dare they try to say this is a so-called religion of peace, Dave? How dare they? They try to think we're stupid or something, don't they?
Well, what we keep hearing at the moment is that the Islam has actually been hijacked. That's what everybody keeps saying, and they're using it for their own gains. You know, this is something we've got to get away from. Now, if the left are looking at the watered-down version of the Quran, you know, then you know, you can quite well believe that they can see it as they see it. You know, we know different. Obviously, I talked to Martin, and he's read every book there is to read. And he can quote you each and every verse from each and every book. And the main one, the Sahih International, is sold out in this country. The only book rivaling the sales of that book is Mein Kampf. You know, so we've got to look at it for what it is. You know, and these people, as much as, you know, we could probably say there is a moderate Muslim, but there is definitely is no moderate Islam. All right, if you believe in that, then that's what you behave and run your life by. You know, it's got to the point now for me, personally. You know, this isn't any views of the EDL or anyone else. These are my own personal views. You know, and a little disclaimer there, obviously. I believe it's time. It is definitely time. If we hold on for much longer, you know, these people are going to get such an advantage over us in this country. They've already got an advantage. Don't get me wrong. But the advantage is going to see them come to some sort of power, you know, and this is where the shift will take place. And why these people aren't waking up? I mean, you know, this is all day long, every day now on the news. It's IS, it's Boko Haram, it's Israel, you know, against, you know, Palestine, it's Gaza, it's, you know, everything you're seeing on the news is about this one faith, this one so-called religion. And you can't really differentiate between people in our country that are followers of Islam to the people that are in the Middle East and the followers of Islam. They are all reading the same book, you know, and I keep saying it, and, you know, people go, no, you keep saying that, but let's get a fact, let's get it factual and get it straight. They all read the same book. You can't expect it to be misconstrued. You don't have to be a scholar to understand it, okay? Nothing's lost in translation when it's translated into English, all right? I mean, one of the books, apparently, that was also downloaded or ordered on the internet before some of these Syrian jihadists have left out our great country and to go to this war in Syria, was Islam for Dummies, believe it or not. Islam for Dummies. Anjem Chowdhury, you don't even know what the certain words mean in Arabic. So he's the one that's hijacking it a little bit for his own gains with Sharia and this and the other, maybe. Maybe IS are hijacking it. You know, I'm not having that. I believe.
No,
truly,
I think the word hijack is the word is wrongly used. I think that Islam is Islam, and you know, people are really the. You know, it's going to be, people are going to wonder when I say this. These are good Muslims. They're going by their book. These are the real good Muslims because they're going by everything that was written in that book. I mean, when you see the brutality and the things that they do, ladies and gentlemen, it's only because they're following what their paedophile prophet used to do. You know, don't forget, he used to rob caravans, rape the women, murder the men, and they're doing exactly the same. They're following what the Quran tells them to do. You know, and they're thieves, isn't it? They're following exactly the same path. And the way that they've done things, though, it does remind, I've said this before, ladies and gentlemen, you probably, if you get the drift of what I'm saying here, is this is this has happened before, you know, with a group of people, like, because their Muhammad wasn't having any joy, he started to spread himself out a little bit. Well, when he started robbing the caravans, this is what happened. You know, he started making money. And, of course, people see, he said, well, you join us, and well, you get money, you know. We get money. And, of course, you can have all the women. That's your booty. And, of course, then you got these people who didn't even have nothing. They joined up with his band of merry men. And that's what I'm saying. They've got a similar thing now of what we see right from Syria all the way through down into Iraq. That's exactly what we're seeing. They've even got aeroplanes now, Dave. They're getting some of these captured as ad pilots to train them and to go to war. That's unbelievable, isn't it? It really is. It's all got to be taken out, you know, and it needs to be dealt with. These people need to be crushed, you know, without a shadow of doubt. Wherever they are, they need to be, you know, blown out like a candle. You know, and I'm not going to make, you know, no, I'm not saying anything more about that, but that's the way I look at it. And probably the same yourself, Dave. I mean, these are dangerous for freedom. They're dangerous for the rest of the world. Having these people doing what they're doing is dangerous precedent set to the world if we continue, because they think, and of course, it all comes down to holding people hostage and getting money from different countries, because you know, we ourselves and the Americans, probably Canadians and the Australians, our country, the only ones who will never give in to terrorism. There's no way they will get any money from us when they're terrorist acts what they do. And I think that's the way to be. It's the only, because if you give in, all you do is there'll be a lot more people come down that. You know, the conveyor belt, won't they, Dave? Would you not agree? I think we've got to stand firm. And I do really feel for that gentleman's family. I really do. What can you say, Dave? You just can't give in to these people no matter what. And you've got to show them false. You've got to just take them out of the picture, totally. Anyway, Dave, back to you, mate. Your views. Seems to have, we've got also, I've got to say, isn't this the ninth day now that our lads, especially Andy and the rest of them, this is what the show's called, the Rolling Demos Continue, and it certainly is. We seem to still have the police commissioner, Sean Wright, still in power, still holding that position. He's still waiting for his golden handshake, even though, I think it was it South Yorkshire, Dave, was it South Yorkshire Council had put up a no confidence with him being there? Am I right in that? That's right, wasn't it? I don't know if he's still there or not. I'm not sure if Dave's still there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's come back into Block Talk Radio. See what's. Dave, I don't know what's happening here, Dave. Dave, you on hold there. What happened there, mate?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if my internet went off or I lost connection. We lost it through motorbike.
Yeah, it says caller, Dave. Dave, you dropped your call. I just see you and you're muted. I thought, well, I haven't muted you, and then realised you'd the call had dropped. So welcome back, mate.
Thank you very much.
I was talking to myself.
Well, you've done a good job because I was gone for about 3 minutes. day eight, I think it is, today on the rolling demo. I actually did a little show last night. I was actually doing a mix-up.
Last night, Dave.
Oh, no, well, you know, it was going to be a little bit of a mix-up and a few tunes, and, you know, sort of half hour in, three quarters of an hour, it turned into a rant show, which is nothing unusual, of which I'm going to get about to talk about again this morning. I spoke to him last night in Rotherham. I recorded it all. That's got to be put back out again today. I can't upload it yet, obviously, because it will muck up the stream. They're doing really, really well. I think PR-wise, it's going absolutely fantastic. The general public, again, you know, it's just the support, and that they're seeing a totally different side to the EDO after meeting the people that are up there. Than what they're being led to believe via the media. They had a council meeting the other day as well with certain council officials, Ian and Gail, and they went in there and, you know, asked some really, really good questions. They didn't lose their tempers at all. You know, obviously you understand that they're emotionally wound after being up there for sort of 8 days. But, it's been going absolutely fantastic. They've got generators up there now. They've got their laptops and phones and chargers. And if you have a look at how it's been set up on the photographs now, they've got a nice little barrier around the tents. And, they've got flags up and banners across the front, and the support's been absolutely fantastic.
people, you know, the thing about it is, and that's all we've ever tried to do, is portray exactly what's going on and highlight all these serious issues. We've been telling people, as you say, Dave, we spoke about this many times for many years now, of what's going on in their towns and cities. You know, being all over the country, telling the people there, the local people. And a lot of local people know that's the reason why we go to these towns and cities, isn't it, Dave? Because they say, please come, please come. We've got a serious issue there. They call it the grooming going on around. It's so, so bad. And that's the reason what we've been doing. All we've done is highlight. And we have done, and we continue to. Look, we've been, as you say, justified in everything we've done. Everything we've done and ever said, we've never gone again. You know, we've always told the truth, what's going on. And it was, when you read it, it seems even more severe than what we thought, wasn't it? Now you're talking, Dave, of what's... was you saying there's 1,715 or 1,700...
apparently now the number's gone up to about 1,700, and there's still people coming forward in Rotherham now. The problem being, obviously, is they were talking to their friends and talking to other people, and they said, well, I've been to the police, they didn't do anything. So a lot of people haven't stepped up. A lot of people haven't reported the crimes. This is going to go on like Jimmy Savile and the rest of the paedophilia that's been going on at the moment. You know, these people are going to keep coming forward and keep coming forward until, you know, they're vindicated, so to speak, of telling lies, you know, because a lot of the reports I've seen, again, are, you know, your wayward children. You've got ADHD, you've got this, you've got that, you had a bad upbringing, it's your fault, you know, and this is something that these children have had to live with into adulthood, and I find that completely and utterly abhorrent, my friend. You know, this is, I can't believe, really, that it was swept under the carpet like it was. Sean Wright isn't the only person to blame, obviously, but he's the prominent figurehead at the moment. He was head of child service.
Yeah.
I do believe, in 2012, he's chief of police, and that man's got to go. You know, this is it's not just about him. I mean, there's a report in the news. Another child is involved, get arrested, or we will go to sweep it under the carpet to not call some sort of, you know, if we can say attention is exactly the words that they would use, because this is why it was covered up in the first place. They didn't want to rock the boat and sort of upset the community where they live. And this is the PC brigade and the Liberal brigade all over. This is what's causing the problems in this country. We need someone with a backbone in there. We need someone with a backbone to stand up in there and put this country to rights. And I don't know what we've got to do to do that. You know, and we say this most of the time.
It is a big job, but at least people like ourselves are pointing fingers in the right direction. Really, I mean, that's what we've done. I think what we've done, there's been a pressure group and doing what we've been doing. I'm not sure it was going back a while ago, but someone said, like, can't remember the conversation I had, but even politicians was actually walking up and saying, you're doing a great job, even though, you know, they might try and vilify you, you're doing a fantastic job, carry on. So quietly, they'll have a word and tell us to do what we're doing. But quite openly and following the parties, the way that they view us, they got to see, like, demonising us like the rest of, like Cameron calls us, he called us the sickness of society. This has gone through right through my head, though. He called us a sickness in our society. What we've been doing is a sickness. When all them riots was going on, we was a sickness for defending our streets, looking after our neighbours. You know, we was vilified for it. He said it in the house, didn't he? Yeah, there's none other sicker than the English Defence League. May you eat your words, and I hope it chokes on you, Cameron. Dare you? I mean, and all we've ever done was speak the truth. And that's what I'm saying. People like him, you know, vilified us. He went to war against us. This is why we see so many of our members that's in prison now, Dave, victims. You know, victims and persecuted because being English Defence League. We've had people before, ladies and gentlemen, we've had people before the social services threatened to take their children away, even unborn children, because of the ideology of the EDL might be put upon these children. Can you believe this crap? Because this is actually happening. This happened to a young lady who her and her husband, who was serving in the army in Afghanistan, for goodness sake, they had to flee to another country because they were going to take the children away. This is what the pressure that we've got in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We had a show about this before, Dave. It's only right that we put it out there all the time that ourselves, we've been trying to do the right thing and for the kids in this country, what's going on with women, you know, women in Islam. That's all we've ever done. We're a human rights organisation. You know, we're registered as that. That's it. We come under a registered human rights organisation. I remember the story that Kevin Campbell was related. I remember they were trying to bundle Kevin and Tommy into a policeman or in the back of a car or something like that. And he said, what are you here for? He said, well, I'm a human rights activist. Come and look. He said, yeah, the English Defence League's a human rights act. We're activists. But they didn't quite understand that we, you know, who we was. You know, it's just crazy trying to call us far right and all this crap. And I get so annoyed, don't you, Dave? When they call us far right as well, you know, that is annoying. But anyway, I'm going right off the tangent there because we've got so much to talk about this evening, haven't we, Dave?
Yes, my goodness. As per usual, Jeff, you know, if they weren't doing what they were doing, you know, there wouldn't be a show, would there? So.
Yeah, you got it, Dave. But, I've got to, as I said, just before, I was just giving a big salute to, as you say, our lads and our lasses up at Rotherham. As you say, is this the 8th or the 9th day? Hang on, Tuesday, was it, Andy started it off? Was it Tuesday or was it Wednesday, Dave?
Oh, I can't remember. It's Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember now.
It's either 8th or 9th.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're all very proud. And, this time next week, Dave, we'll be very close to the demonstration at Rotherham. So, yes, we're coming once again down the road in Rotherham. And then the week after, this is another big outing for the English Defence League, isn't it, Dave? Not only for the English Defence League, but the good people of this country. You know, whether you're patriots or what, you know, be outside Downing Street, make your voices heard. There's going to be some absolutely top people who's going to be making speeches that day. I know Dave's one of them and many others. We've got some special speakers coming for that day as well, haven't we, Dave?
Yes, we have. We can't let any of that out, apparently. But yeah,
no, we can't. And I'm not doing that. I'm just wetting.
No,
everybody's appetites, Dave.
You know, but we've I've hopefully helped to secure one, and they're coming along. So yeah, it should be a fantastic day. I mean, you know, it's just a shame, really, that obviously liaising with the police, we've got to sort of get in, do it, and get out again. You know, and that's. But bearing in mind, you're going to have. We're hoping for quite a big turnout. And if we can say, obviously, after this, another recent atrocity in our country, you know, this is something really where people are going to, if that was a Muslim, you know, Downing Street's the place to be. Rotherham, at the moment, we've had folks at the UAF and Hope Not Hate and the rest of them are coming up to counter-demonstrate us at Rotherham, Jeff. Get your head around that one.
Yeah, I know. Am I surprised? No, they always do it, Dave. They show what little scumbags they really are, supporting the people who was going about their evil deeds, preying on children. Well, we know the ethos of these people, that they're very much in support of paedophiles, aren't they? You know, and so of course we will find that those you know, people, the scum of our society would form a bit of alliance with these people because they think they're the do-gooders. They think they're doing good, but they're just showing themselves up for who they really are. No wonder this country's in such a state with these people. Well, these are the people that buried things, wasn't they? We've got so many of them on the councils, you know. That is the problem. That is the problem we've got right away across this country, north, south, east and west. They've all got this left-winged way that they go about things, and all they're doing is create problems for the societies, especially for the children within the societies, and the whole thing about it, isn't it, though?
You know, I mean, I know it's not a nice thing to say, and I don't mean to say it in any way, but we are being shown about this religion every day. If we didn't have the internet, if they weren't taking videos and photographs and posting it all over the internet, you know, if we weren't being shown, you know, exactly what their plans are for us and in this country and what the plans they got for the country, I can understand people not waking up. I can understand people saying, oh, you're talking rubbish because you're just talking gobbledygook. You've got nothing to back this up. It's all out there right in front of you. It is all out there right in front of you. You know, and it's going to take something else to wake these people up. Now, it has been confirmed today, again, or yesterday, sorry, that 11 airliners have gone missing from Libya. Now, I mean, they're not a set of car keys, Jeff. I mean, you know, something don't just go missing. And I've had, you know, people popping up on posts and saying, oh, they're stupid, they won't get anyone to fly. You know, well, listen, it didn't happen like that with 9/11, did it? And it just so happens that when we did find out about it, it's 11 planes, and we knew 9 days before. There's your 9/11 again, mate. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, whether or not
they're
going to do something...
Well, they tried it over here, though, Dave, didn't they? I mean, this is, we had a big... they was going to try to use 12 planes, and it would have been... and I hate to say this to our dear American friends, but the scale of the destruction would have probably put what happened on 9/11 in the shade a bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Drowning planes in cities all over the place, I mean... just think of it would have been absolutely horrific, but thank goodness at the last moment, they've been followed, don't worry, you know, the thing about it is though, there was someone who was in there, you know, he was amongst them, and he knew exactly when it was going to happen, when they were going to do a dry run, and they got them just on the second part of their dry run, and pulled them all in, didn't want to take any chances, thank God. Hey, Dave, what have we been discussing today? What we've been discussing, what happened on that eventful day, planes from this country flying into America and bombing and the cities being, you know, destruction and people dying all over the place. I mean, it had been absolutely horrific. It had been bad for our country and bad for the Americans as well. And this is exactly the plan of what they wanted to do. They wanted to put a fence between us.
Can we actually say, I mean, you know, something is definitely on the cards, Jeff. You know, I mean, this... For the way things are going with IS at the moment, you know, when they've called for this caliphate, or when they called for this caliphate, sorry, every Muslim is obligated through a sense of the, you know, the duty of the Quran to actually join in. Now, I've also had reports, again, that since IS beheaded James Foley, there's been over 30,000 Twitter accounts made in this country, and they are in support of IS. Now, alarm bells should be ringing. These people are flying the ISIS flags, the black jihadi flags. It's They're tying little bits of sackcloth to the back of their tow bars, or their tow rings on their cars. They're supporting a known terrorist group known as Hamas. I mean, how much more do we have to see? You know, we might as well just... I mean, you know, look, I this is what I was going to come to just now. I hope they do something. I hope they do something. You know, crack on. Crack on. Because it'll be the last thing you ever do, you lot. It'll be the last thing you ever do. You know, and I know it's coming, and I don't like waiting. I'm impatient, Jeff. Very, very impatient I am.
Dave, you know, the thing about it is, and I'm the same as yourself, but the thing about it is, it's the fault of our citizens dying. Families might be out having a day out somewhere or other in a city or a town or something like that, and you know, they set a couple of these bombs off, they run one way and they get caught in a bomb that's coming. We've seen these tactics used before. People running one way and another bomb blows, and before you know it, you've got maybe 50-100 people dead and loads of people maimed and injured. And I hate to think about it. It really hurts me inside to think that something like that, as you say, Dave, and I've often said it, that something like that will put a big damp on everything that Islam wants to do, because we're at war now, but it would really stamp it out. And I know the people of this country, you know, Dave, the people of this country are not going to put up with it no more. And there'll be a step over point where something like that does happen. I do really hope, pray, that it doesn't, Dave. I really do. But going back many years ago, that, you know, you're going to see atrocities on the streets. But we didn't know what way it was going to take effect. This was after 7/7, but we knew there was more things coming. We didn't know that it was going to be like Lee Rigby and other things that have gone on as they did. But you think all the alarm bells go, people are really angry about it. But all of a sudden, things start to calm down a little bit and people go back to their... It's like, you know, like the war spirit back in, World War II, you know, when we had the Blitz going on, Dave, you know, and there was whole family streets being totally annihilated. People picked themselves up, they tried to rescue people, and they got on with their lives. And we've got that, we've always had that about us. That's what we do, isn't it? You know, we just get on with our lives and... try to make the best of what's going on, even though your next door neighbours have been blown to smithereens, and it's just what we've always done. We don't give in to these people, we never have done, but at the same time, I'd hate something like that to happen, because I think this moment in time, with the countries on a, we're on a war footing right the way around, aren't we, you know, across the other European countries, everybody's on a bit of a war footing, and I think anything like what you say, Dave, or that happens, I do believe that this is a bit like a tinderbox at this moment in time.
The inevitable is coming, Jeff. The inevitable is coming. So why are we waiting for it? Why are we sitting here waiting for it? You know, I mean, when we talk about protecting our country, protecting our people in our country, we're not actually protecting anyone at the moment, because the ending is inevitable. And we're just sitting here waiting for the ending to come. Or we're waiting for waiting for them to step up, you know, and step up their plans. And we're just sitting there still, you know. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, Downing Street, you know, I mean, there's a lot more stuff going on than I'd like to talk about, obviously, through different people I talk to. But, you know, something's got to happen, Jeff, you know, and nothing militant, don't get me wrong, you know, very lawful, down to our constitutions or whatever goes on. You know, this is the way that I've got other people going at the moment. And I can't see any end in sight, really.
Dave, when we've done shows together before, Dave, that, you know, I can see some very dark days ahead for us all. I do believe that there's going to be some more dark days. You know, as I say, them dark days, you know, we will see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, these things happen, and sometimes inevitable, as you say, Dave, something like that might happen. And this will really shake the foundations of every citizen in this country. And woe betide, I'm saying that, woe betide the people that try to bring death and destruction on the people of this country. When all we've done is ever, I mean, this country's been so tolerant to these people, haven't we, Dave? We've always been so
over-tolerant,
Jeff. Open arms,
mate.
It's the money, there you go. Don't worry, you won't have no worries in this country. We'll look after you. But they took it, they've used it, and they've shoved it back in our face. And they want to bring their own laws, their Sharia laws, this country. They want to cause death and destruction. Unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
Well, you've got to understand, our governments have caused this, right? Because we are at war in their countries. Now, you know, like the propaganda gets spun over here a little bit, they're getting propaganda spun over there. You know, our soldiers are raping their women, killing their children. And we know that's not true. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And they're using that as an excuse to act up in our country, all right? Now, you know, it enraged me to see something like that going on in Australia or Canada or America, you know, with my brothers and sisters, or what I'll call my brothers and sisters, you know. But I don't think I'll be getting on a plane to go over there and fight. I mean, there's something, you know, inherently wrong with the way that these people are brought up in the first place with their upbringing. Maybe, I don't know, that their parents are, you know, properly Islam, you know. And I don't know, you know, I mean, I can't understand really what would make them. I mean, the women have left our country, you know, young men have left our country, old men have left their country to go over there into this so-called holy war. You know, and we've got to understand again that, you know, as much as I don't like to say it, the ending's inevitable. We're sitting here waiting. These people are telling us their plans, and nobody's taking any notice. You know, this government that we've got at the moment, you know, they're supposed to administrate for us. They're supposed to look after the people of this country. They're not supposed to rule you, all right? They're not supposed to dictate to you. And they're not actually doing anything at the moment that I see of any strength. You know, you're all about going over there and sorting IS out. You know, well, why don't you go and do that, the people that are starting up the caliphate for the rest of the Muslims, and watch what happens in every other country, you idiots. You know, you want to sort out your own country first before you start sorting out something else in the Middle East that's going to piss these people right off again. You know, I mean, you know, is that just common sense, or is it something that they're totally lacking in 10 Downing Street and in the eyes of the Parliament? Are they just completely lacking, you know, the empathy?
It's lacking, and it's orchestrated to be like that as well. They know exactly what's going on. They know when they've got to put their serious face. You see David Cameron and Obama today put on a serious face. You know, that they know that sometimes they got to show that they are the statesmen of their countries, but they're not doing a very good job, the pair of them, put together. I mean, you're not being funny, Dave. Myself and you could do a better job with a quarter of the money that they get. Simply, we know what's going on. We know it needs to be done. It's a big job. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be sacrifices paid along the lines. And I've always said that. I've never said anything but, you know, to do what we do and what we fight up against, that we're not up against, as Tommy Robinson once said, we're not up against the Mickey Mouse outfit. These people want our death. They want to bring death and destruction to our nations. They want to take away our freedoms. That was bought and paid for in the blood of our ancestors before us, isn't it, Dave? And we're not going to go quietly into the night for none of them. We will fight you every step of the way. This country and many other countries will stand up and we will crush you like cockroaches you are.
Well, what do you
think
these people are thinking, Jeff?
You're going to have an easy ride, because don't forget, there's still more of us than you. Sorry,
what do you think these people are thinking, Jeff? You know, no, I'm just saying, what do you think these people are thinking at the moment? They're getting let off with walking around our streets preaching hatred, walking around our streets, you know, death to the Queen, death to the police, blah, blah, blah. We've all heard the stories. We know what goes on. Now they're walking our streets, grooming our children. You know, I mean, the list is sort of endless. We've got Sharia courts operating in this country right now to do with finance and divorces and any sort of family marital disputes you might have. That's already sort of being intertwined a little bit in our legal system. You know, and they're being allowed to have a free reign in their country. So that just tells them they can do as they please. And we've seen that. We've seen it on many occasions.
Yes.
You know, least of all, obviously, that when they were marching through our streets in support of Gaza, you know, and Hamas. You know, this is, I just really can't, you know, I mean, you can give them an inch, let's say a mile. You know, give me enough rope to hang themselves. But I'm just wondering about the length of this rope at the moment, Jeff.
Yes, so right, Dave. I was going to say, Dave, I've just looked at the time, mate, and we've got to do what we normally do. I hope I don't cut myself off doing it, but I need to call back in. I'm going to play a tune. Hopefully, you know, because things will be all right. Will they be all right when they die?
No worries, mate. No worries at all.
But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call into the show, please do. Some of the things that we've been talking about this evening, some things that myself and Dave's been discussing, please feel free to phone in and make your voice is heard as well, wherever you might be. And if you are a Skype user, a Blog Talk Radio user, which is free, if you just follow the prompts of the Yes button there, if you left-click on the Yes button, it will say, do you want to speak to the host or do you want to listen to the show? You'll press 1 on your device, whatever you might be on. But if you're not and you're outside the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. And with that, myself and Dave, we're going to continue with... I've got a couple of articles I wanted to be discussing, maybe, Dave, but we'll continue.
Yeah, no problem, mate.
And I've got some little articles that we can maybe talk about as well. So with that, I've lost my track now. What I was going to play, Dave? What am I like? It was there in front of me. Give me a second. There it is. England belongs to me. There's 4:15, just in case I have a few problems calling that in. So it's got to be done, isn't it, Dave? So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after 4:15. Here we go, guys. England belongs to me. And you.
All of us.
If I can play it.
This is called England Belongs to Me.
Dirty water up the river. No one can take away.
Jeffrey Pillar. All your work, Larry Moore. And it's the song I like to dedicate to my football team.
Well, there you go. England belongs to me, and we've lost Dave, actually. I think he dropped off. As I come back in, he dropped off. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the English Defence League radio show. And as I say, the title of the show is tonight, the Rolling Demo continues. As I say, it's been going on now for eight, I think it started Tuesday last week, and we're into Thursday, almost into Friday. And all the lads and lasses, they've been coming from all over the country, mind you, to be there and the support and that. And, of course, the local people has been absolutely phenomenal. So a big shout-out for the good people of Rotherham who've been some of our lads taking them in and letting them have a shower, doing them their bacon butty ceremonies, and just charging the phones up for them. Okay, thank you Rotherham and the good citizens of Rotherham. God bless you guys for showing the support that you had done while we're there, the English Defence League. But with that, we have got Dave back. Welcome back, Dave. You dropped off a little bit, mate. I just got back and you dropped off.
I don't know what's going on with the internet tonight. I haven't got a clue. I think it's all going a bit pink tonight. The gremlins are indoors, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, no problem. Anyway, you're back now, Dave. So, yeah, I was just saying, I was giving a big thank you to all the citizens of Rotherham who've come, who've been charging up our lads' phones, letting them use the facilities, having the showers and passing their bacon butties and things like that. The support's been absolutely phenomenal. As I was saying, a big salute to everybody in Rotherham, all the good citizens there. As I say, it's nice to report on these things, isn't it, Dave? That great community feeling.
It's still got it, Jeff. It's still here. You know, it's evading us. You know, over the day-to-day doings of our country, it's evading us. It takes something like this to bring everyone together. And let's just hope they're seeing the EDL for exactly what we are, which are not racist, fascist, knuckle-dragging, homophobic.
It's only what the left have tried to portray us, or this Marxist little toe rags, as you say. And, you know, we don't have to keep saying that we're not racist. I mean, people know who we are. They should know now that we're nothing like they tried to portray us. These good people are doing extraordinary things, extraordinary times that we live in. And that's how I'd like to say to everybody that's associated with what we do, Dave. And I do mean a lot of our unsung heroes out there, our script writers, our media team, the good people out there who work tirelessly. They don't get no rewards for it, ladies and gentlemen. These are all volunteers of the EDL, aren't they, Dave? This is it.
That's all it is.
That's why, thank goodness, we've got we've got a donate button out there. And that's what I'd like to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a donate button on the website. And any funds that you do put in, anything, whatever, does help doing what we do, you know, with our banners and with our flyers. Things that needs to be done with an organisation. And we're not like the left-wing idiots out there, the UAF, who are funded by people like the Camerons. You know, 300 of the politicians who sit within the House of Lords are funding these people to go all over the country, to get the coaches all over the country to go up against us. All we're doing is they're out of our own pockets. Everybody that goes is out of their own pockets. There's no big fund that we dip into that's this is the this and this is that. We haven't got that. Everybody, it's the goodness in their hearts that they, you know. And of course, it does take money, doesn't it, Dave? When you travel up and down the country, wherever you might be, you know that yourself, Dave. We've discussed it many times. It does take money, ladies and gentlemen. And every good people out there are working class people. And but then again, the course is so great that, you know, money doesn't come into it. I've always looked at it like that with myself, Dave. Money's, if it helps the cause and you know, towards with flyers and things like that, you know, help towards our media team with things that they might need. Think this is what it's all about, isn't it, Dave?
You know, it is. So I mean, you know, well,
that's
this
why
is,
I wanted
this
to give a shout out for our donate button
yeah.
tonight, Dave.
this isn't Britain's, you know, bollocks, you know, crap, stupid group that's out there at the moment trying to do propaganda videos just to get funding. You know, this isn't, you know, we don't charge a membership.
Us open to infiltration. And as we've known, we've often spoke about it, Dave, haven't we, on the shows that we do, that because we're very much an open organisation, and we have got to have our eyes on the ball, because we do know that there are people out there who try to put a darkness over the idea for what we do, simply because, although if we catch them, they go away with their tails between their legs. That's all we're going to say about that, aren't we, Dave?
We will not tolerate
anybody who thinks they can come in there, throw an arm up in the air, and, you know, waiting, because they got another bump line there for their photos. They say, look, they was making Nazi salutes. You know what, if we see anybody do that, they get a smack on the jaw. And they're right, Dave.
They're out, mate.
We're so
scrutinised by everybody. The wrong move or the slightest little thing can put its back months and months and months. So, you know, I mean, I've been on the EDL news page. It was brought to my attention yesterday. Someone messaged me in the morning and said that someone's put your address out. And I went, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I did notice it, Dave. I was going to give you a call on that, mate.
Yeah, you know, I'd seen it, obviously. Yeah, well, you know, let's expose them for what they are then, shall we? Because, you know, I don't really, you know, try too hard to hide myself. I'm a little bit hidden, and I like to know that it's working. So someone obviously messaged me yesterday morning, so they put your address out on the EDL news page. I went, all right, okay, so I've got a screenshot of it, but I'm nowhere near the iPad. I can't send it to you until later on. So I said, okay, no problem. I got home yesterday. And lo and behold, in my inbox was a photograph. Has he got a license for that radio station? It's illegal. It's this, it's that, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, it's not too hard to find. And they put an address up of where I was 5 years ago.
Yeah, but don't, you know, the thing about it is they've done this all the time. You know, what they do is... try to cause you all sorts of problems that you might have a van full of Muslims turn up and do this, that and the other. I've had my address put out there. I've had people, you know, phone me up.
Let's look at how irresponsible it is. Bearing in mind I haven't lived there for 5 years, think about the family that live in the house now. If they did think about coming up there, they're targeting a totally innocent family. They don't care, though, Dave. Let's be honest, they don't care
about who gets hurt. They think they've got one over you because they've got your address. Well, you know what? I've got a list. We've got people out there who've got a list of every one of these people
in
the UAF. We've got a list of them, their emails, this, that, and the other. And maybe we'll have to get a new thing put out, and we'll have to put it out there. So everybody knows their names, their addresses, their emails and everything. And there is a list out there. But I've got to see the person who's going to update it. And we will put something out there. We don't like doing that ourselves. But you know what? Do unto others, they say, Dave. You know what I mean?
That's it. Eye for an eye, mate. Eye for an eye. You know, as I say, you know, I don't even know the family that's living there. I've moved three times since then. So if it's going to take them 5 years to catch up, they'll never know what goes on. I actually posted the photograph back out, Jeff. You know, I posted it back out. I went, try on the next time, you divs. You know, you're stupid. You know, let's expose them for what they are. Troublemakers.
Well, they are.
They're violent. They've got no thought about anyone else's safety. And let's face it, you know, I mean, this isn't, you know, from the old days of the EDL to what it is at the moment, non-violent, non-racist. You know, this is something I'm very, very proud to be a part of. I don't think I could have probably said the same thing when it first started. I don't know, but that's not a bit of me, really. It's not a bit of Dave. It's not a bit of any of us. You know, to be racist is something that I'm definitely not. You know, I had a chat with Dave earlier And I told him, obviously, about the mixed race foster son that I brought up for 7 years. He went, did you really? I went, yeah. You know, so they can call me racist all they like. You know, I've had black girlfriends. Yeah. You know, I'm racist, am I? I'm racist for going against a religion. There was a little report out the other day on Mr. Edge in Rotherham. And it said, you know, I think Andy turned around and said, you know, it's got nothing to do with race. This is about the Islamists, blah, blah, blah. And this guy turned around and said, well, he's totally contradicting himself because he's being racist by saying that. You know, this is how blind the left are. You know, Islam is not a race. I mean, what have we got to do? Get it up on billboards, Jeff. We've got to fly over with planes with banners hanging behind it. You know, I mean, what have we got to do to wake these people up to the fact that Islam is not a race, it's a religion? You know, at worst...
Well, I think the thing about it, it's a so-called religion or an ideology masquerading as a religion. This is what we've always said it is. It's nothing more, it's nothing less. It's an ideology. That's all it is. And it's a death cult. I always call it a death cult because I look around me and I don't see anything. There's nothing good. There's nothing good about Islam. I've often thrown the challenge out to Muslims to tell us what's good about Islam. What is good? What do we see in the world?
Me.
All we see is people being kids being crucified, for goodness sake. Beheadings, the total brutality, it's totally inhuman. I mean, I was listening to someone who's talking about it and how they felt about it and how disgusted they were. I think it's on Sky News. But it shook, some of these people, it shook them to their foundations that there are people out there who rip your entrails out. You know, do things like that. They do it as an everyday thing. Not only that, just think of all the thousands, millions of people that died at the hands of this death cult over the centuries. Though 1,400 years, look at what's happened to the Sikhs, look what's happened to the Hindus, and anybody else out there who's a non-Muslim have been, you know, they've had the sword brought on them, down on them, while they try their conquests around the world. And we do know. We've heard the stories. You know, our Sikh friends have told us the stories, but, you know, what's being relayed to them from their families, their grandfathers. I mean, you know, this is it. It's so evil, and you just can't understand why politicians, why they always want to speak good about it. They think that, is it because they're scared, though? Is it they're scared? They're scared of what it'll provoke? Because
they're scared of the word racist. I mean, if they were to just literally, you know, rebrand it, even, you know, we're not Islamophobic. I'm not scared of them. You know, it's an irrational fear. It's a rational fear when they're actually killing people. You know, we said this before. I mean, Islam are recusant. I'm not Islamophobic at all. But this is the problem with the PC and the liberals and, you know, and how we must treat these people in our country, even though they're our country. You know, do you have someone come into your house, Jeff, and do what they please? And treat you in a way which you would not expect, you know, or you wouldn't want. What would you do? You kick them out, wouldn't you? Let's face it.
Well, this is our home. I'll get probably arrested for it.
Well, you understand what I'm saying. This is where I go with this is our home. This is where we live. And if someone was to come into my house in any way, shape, or form that I didn't like, they'd be out again. And we just seem to be allowing this. I don't know if it's votes. I don't know if it's because, you know, the pensions. You know, pensions at the moment are taking up a big, big kind of benefit bill. And I think it's because of that, more people into pay for the benefit, even though they're sending money abroad, right, that they could be putting back in their own country. Is it for Saudi are funding us? Is it because we need the oil since 1970, since we signed these treaties? What is it exactly? Or is it just that one word, racist? Now, David Cameron can mention immigration, that's racist. He can mention about Islam and you know, the people and the problems, and it don't get called racist. You know, it's, and other groups, they get called racist. Some of them are observed, obviously, but I don't believe the EDOR. You know, multi-racial. We're going against a so-called death cult that is multi-racial. And it's only white people, believe it or not, that can be racist, Jeff. It's only whites that can be racist. You know that. You know, so this is just a word made up to what? You know, flood every country with non-Jewish people. You know, I just understand it. And this is where I was coming to.
It's what you call As I've said before, Dave, it's social engineering on a massive scale, and it's a populist replacement. That's what we've seen over the last 20, 30 years, Dave. That is our... I'll put that there. That's what Paul Weston would tell you it is. That's how he would tell you. Social engineering on a massive scale and populist replacement, you know, population replacement is what we're seeing. And a genocide of the indigenous people of this country. That's what we're seeing before us. But I've got a story that I looked at earlier on, and I thought I'd just mention this tonight. There's 28 men being arrested in Keighley, a grooming gang probe. That's in Keighley. We've been there before. And this is from the Telegraph and Argus. And I'm going to read it. I did put it in the chat room. If anybody wants to follow the story, please do. It says 20 men arrested in Keighley grooming gang probe. It says nearly, how can I say nearly? Nearly 30 men have been arrested as police in Keighley investigate claims of child sexual exploitation by an alleged grooming gang. I hate they call it that. It's an Islamic slavery gang, isn't it? Isn't that more appropriate than what we're discussing, Dave, isn't it? But that's the way that the press still reports these things. Myself, I still find it... I just don't like using the word grooming because it seems to sanitize the whole thing, and it's a disgusting thing. Anyway, it is one of three major investigations West Yorkshire Police is carrying out into alleged multiple offences of child sexual exploitation, the others being in Leeds and Calderdale. The inquiry in Keighley has led to 28 men being arrested for alleged offences against four girls. This is against four girls, mate. The issue's profile has been raised by the scandal in Rotherham, where at least, as we know, the number's a lot more than that, 1,400 children were sexually exploited between 1997 and 2013. And we know that this goes back to 1982. We can go back as far as that, can't we, Dave? We could quite say that that is the case. Granville Ward, safeguarding delivery manager for West Yorkshire Police, said extensive work has been ongoing between West Yorkshire Police and partners in recent years to investigate and prevent child sexual exploitation, with the emphasis firmly on experts from agencies working together to put the victim first. It's just a shame that they didn't do that for the last 30 years. I'm just adding my little bit to it because it's annoying when I read that. But it says police officers meet and work regularly with partners in health and social services in conjunction with safeguarding towards often from the same officers. Bradford has a single referral process and a child sexual exploitation hub. This has in the past been inspected independently by Ofsted and was one of three areas in the country to be graded outstanding for partners working both were recorded nationally as systems of best practice. Mr. Ward said investigations into alleged offences were ongoing, with 12 men charged in Leeds, with those cases going through the courts in Calderdale. 31 men are on bail for alleged offences against two girls. There are 65 live CSE investigations in West Yorkshire. Just bear with me while I go down here. West Yorkshire, I've nearly finished, guys. I just want to read that rest out to you all. Bradford Council, Ralph Barry, who is in charge of children and young people's services, said in addition, £250,000 has been invested into tackling the issue in the city this year. Councillor Berry said prosecution and convictions have to happen, but we have to do prevention as well as enforcement. We have commissioned additional services to do work in schools to make pupils aware. I didn't want to be seen to be complacent. This is the number one priority for me, for the local authority and for the safeguarding board. West Yorkshire Police know the signs campaign. Armed at raising awareness of the offences. Focusing on online grooming, said West Yorkshire Police UK CSE for details. If you have information, child exploitation or a victim, can call police on 101 for Crime Stoppers anonymously on Skype 0800 555 111. So there you go. I've read that whole article there. Dave, your views on that story that I've just been relaying there to the listeners?
Right. My views are this. You know, whenever we're seeing arrests for the grooming, slavery, or what you want to call it, we're led to believe it's just a small group of people. It could be 8 by 20 guys. What is reflecting on the true numbers that are actually involved in this? These guys get the girls and then pass them round. How many people do they pass them round? Now, one girl had 80 people go through in a weekend, Jeff. So it's not reflecting the true numbers.
I've seen
that it's not reflecting the true numbers of what goes on. What they're doing basically to try and show that they're doing something is arresting the main perpetrators. Is what they're doing, and they're leaving all the dirty old men alone. Is what they're doing, you know, because they can't all be named through literally, you know, sheer lack of memory, probably for the young girls at the time. They just know it was that man, or it was this man, or it was this man. They're the ones that are instigating all of this for these old men to have sex with the young girls. So let's look at the real numbers, then, shall we? You know, let's not just see what you know.
Serious numbers, isn't it?
Let's not just rely on what we see on the news of 28 men arrested. One grooming gang, or, you know, this is how they put it in the news, obviously, one grooming gang, you know, seven men arrested for offences against children, blah, 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 in an area of our country. You know, no one's looking past that. No one's looking past that, you know, to the point where they get trafficked, they get prostituted, and a lot more going on with things. You know, and this is what goes on across this country right now. You know, when someone says to you, you know, well, it's not that much of a problem, is it really, if there's only eight people in there? Now, they bring that culture with them from their country to ours, all right? We've seen the sex with donkeys and the sex with animals and the sex, you know, they're not too far, really, are they? You know, and they see our girls as easy meat.
That's it. Dave, I was going to say, if you don't mind me just interjecting there, because the chat's going so quick. Jan Rennie, who's here, God bless you, Jan, it's good to see you here. It was Dave CDL who named it that, and now Muslims are trying to rename it Sex Jihad. It's not sex, it's violent rape. I hope you didn't mind me interjecting there. That was from Jan. Thank you, Jan. Good point. And Dave, of course. Yeah, Sex Jihad. That's a good point that she brought up there in the chat there, Dave. You there, Dave? Have I lost him? Hang on, let's come back. We're having a few problems tonight. Oh, he's dropped off. There you go. Dave's having a few issues this evening, which is very, very annoying when we're trying to discuss the issues that we were just talking about. But I've got to thank you, Jan, for that comment you made there. I've just seen Kel, a.k.a. Red Fox Blogger, pop in. Hi, Kel. And to everybody else here this evening. What I wanted to do... was talk about someone who's, and I do apologise, but someone, I think this could be Paul Alexander, put this link in, which I'm going to talk about now. This comes from the Mail Online. Yeah, it's the Mail Online. That's another story I was going to discuss just while we wait for Dave to reconnect. Plans for Britain's largest Muslim cemetery, with space for 11,000 graves on Greenbelt land, sparks fury. 11-acre site near Solihull could include 11,000 graves for followers of Islam. Plan has sparked anger among residents in the village of Catherine de Barnes. Council leaders says there is no need for the extra site or rural land. There are also fears of the impact of extra traffic on roads around village. Muslim community in Solihull says there is a desperate need for more plots. And the story goes, and I've got to thank you once again for this this story that's been relayed from Mail Online. Residents living in a picturesque rural village have hit out at controversial plans to build what will be Britain's largest Muslim cemetery on rural land. The proposed 11-acre site in Catherine de Barnes near Solihull, West Midlands, would include a total of 11,000 graves for the followers of Islam. Currently, the largest Muslim-only cemetery in the UK is in Ilford, Essex, which has 5,000 plots. Well, I just burn them. don't need to bury them, burn them. They're going to burn in hell anyway. Scott, sorry about that. It means the development, I must excuse me for being a bit what I just said, which would include 35 parking spaces for 95 parking spaces. Sorry, my glasses need to be retuned. Visitors will become the country's biggest if it gets the green light. The graveyard would be able to comply fully with the Sharia law. There you go. Complies with Sharia law. The Muslims must have this, they say, which states Muslims are traditionally buried in their own section of land next to the others of the same faith. So, once again, they're integrating themselves so they'd be buried on their own plot, away from Christians and other faiths. Disgusting. Islamic law also stipulates a method of bathing and shrouding the bodies before being buried with their heads facing towards Mecca. Let's say much more this story. And it says, today, residents of the village, which has a population of 613, criticised the move and said, questioned the need for the cemetery. I would be in the same mindset. It would mean the facility could eventually hold over 18 times as many people as currently live in the village itself. Locals are also objecting the plans for the cemetery based on concerns surrounding the impact it will have on traffic as well as the surrounding greenbelt land. Grandfather for Jerry Shulkey, 55, said there is ample room for graves to accommodate the local population here. I think I've only got a little bit more to read there. Well, I don't know, still a bit. Plans for a large plot of 4,000 graves was made in January, received 160 objections and 180 submissions of support were sent to the Solihull Council. The application was originally withdrawn amid the storm of protest. But in July, the plans were resubmitted and the second application for the adjacent Muslim-only cemetery was received by the authority this week. Both applications are due to go before the planning committee next month. Conservative councillor Alison Rawl for the Bicknell ward of Solihull said, "My main concern is that they are building on the green land, green belt land." When the first application was taken down, local people were delighted that it had gone away, but it's come back with very little adjustments. I understand people's frustration. You must excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, as I read down. One representative for the Catherine de Barnes Residents Association, who has lived in the area for 31 years, I did not want to be named, said, "There's no need for it. The borough has sufficient provisions for the next 20 years. Leader of Solihull Council, Conservative Councillor Bob Slay, and he said he also agreed the needs of the local people could already be met at the borough's current plots. He said there is no need for the extra site in Solihull. We have identified our population need and made provisions for that. This is an extraordinary large proposal. Obviously, people are concerned about the scale of the development and its threat to the Greenbelt land around Catherine de Barnes. I don't believe the case has been made to overcome the very special measures which apply to the Greenbelt land. It does go on a bit, so my apologies. Anyway, let's see if Dave's back in the chat, because I can't continue this. Let me see, let's come back in there. Oh, there we go. He's having issues. My apologies, sir. I don't know what's going on tonight, mate. I didn't want to go because it was quite a lot. That's quite a long story I was reading there, Dave. That was very interesting. And I'll put the link in the chat room as well earlier on. So welcome back, Dave.
Oh, mate, yeah, no, sorry, I don't know, we have this problem on motorbikes, so whether or not it's Blog Talk or whatever, and I just point out the message, as a new co-host, you have to ensure a more reliable tech system, Dave. What have I got to do? Get super duper internet? What have I got to do? Get some sort of space-age internet? NASA's going to hook me up, are they? Jesus Christ, get a life, will you? Anyway, this is, I was using my iPad for a while, you know, as we heard, and I kept cutting bits and pieces. On the wireless, obviously. I use my phone now, and my phone just went schizo completely. My phone, my screen was flashing. I don't know what's going on with the phone at the moment. Yeah, it's I couldn't use the touchscreen on it, so I just had to take the battery out and restart the phone. So, reliable tech systems. Okay, I'm on it.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back anyway, Dave. As I say, I had a story that I wanted to relay to the listeners there, so and I thought I better check back, because you know what it's like, I start reading and I think, hang about, Dave's probably back now, like, you know. He was quite impressive sitting there.
Listen, I've been right through it on motorbike, mate, you know, it's the same thing again. You get people that don't know what you got to say. You know, I was on the phone to my mum yesterday, and all of a sudden it went into loud, it was on loudspeaker at the other end, and it wasn't, alright, so we had people listening to my phone call yesterday, alright. So no doubt people listen to this, the internet's being mucked about with, don't worry about it, it's all good. As I say, it doesn't normally happen. It normally breaks up a little bit, but I don't normally get cut off all the time, so never mind.
No, you know, it's a bit, I don't know, Dave, it's just been a, it's just, you've just been mucked about, it's moment of time, you know, I don't know, it could be someone who's interfering, you don't know. You've got something to say. There's people out there who try to stop you saying what you say, you know, trying to interfere with things. We know it goes on. We know that. I know that was going on because I had my email whack going back last year, and that was a right headache, that was, you know. I caught one once when it was started to hack, going back last year, this time last year. I was told to... oh, you know, you've been active. Go and sort your password out. Well, I got there. I managed to do that, changed it, done that. But I was away from the keyboard when the attack came again, and there was nothing I could do about it, you know. But that's you're making a difference. There are people out there who want to shut you up, and they will do anything, get information out about you, whatever. It's just that this is the world we live in.
It is the nature of the beast, Jeff, unfortunately.
It certainly is, Dave.
I got hacked for a while on my own station about 2 years ago, and as much as it was on, so I called it a day. We had so many people attacking it because I was talking what I was talking and saying what I was saying. You know, it got silly, so I actually shut my station down for a few months because everyone that I was going to use as a host for the server was getting attacked, and it was bringing them down and losing their money and losing all their customers. Believe it or not, that's how hard you know I was attacked. A while ago, so you know, these things, and I've got no doubt everyone's on some sort of watch list. It's a shame I've been watching, but there you go. You know, I'm not planning on driving airline or flying airliners into anywhere. I'm not starting any planes, have I? You know,
if that's what
they're doing, what they should be doing, then you know, we wouldn't be in this predicament in the first place. But there you go.
I've just just caught something in the chat room. Joan Rivers has died R.I.P. Joan. So I know she was quite seriously ill, but I didn't know the update that she'd passed away, and that's it's quite sad. There's a lot of people thought the world of Joan, so thoughts and prayers go out to her family and all her supporters and fans out there. As I say, it's but I just see it come up there, and I thought, oh my goodness me, she passed away. We knew she was quite seriously ill, didn't we? Eric's saying about, I think he's relaying to the issues that you've had. And Eric says, it's wankers at work. Pity they ain't brave enough to stand in front of us. There you go, that's Eric Kyle. He's bang on, isn't he? Spot on, mate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, this goes on all the time with phone calls and bits and pieces that go on. You can't trust technology. Yeah. Obviously, it's wide open to attack. I'm saying that is what's happening, obviously, but it's, you know, in my experience so far, it seems to be whenever you seem to be talking the truth or doing something that people don't like, the gremlins start coming in. No doubt if I was just sitting nice, there would be no trouble at all, you know.
Yeah.
We've always spoke
about the things that are right out there, and making people aware of a different situation. And some people don't want the public. They want them to be, lambs to the slaughter. You know, this book, they want people to think everybody's safe and sound. Don't worry about it. Everything's in control. When we know it's not. There's no control out there when what we see is going on, is there? Totally not. But that's all we do is we tell it the way it is, and it's their way of trying to shut us up. I've got to admit, just of late, I'll probably get attacked now. I've got a load of trolls in the other way, you know. So that was quite... You was there when we had the trolls, weren't you?
I actually
do chuckle at them. They do their best, don't they?
The pole from which is 8 foot away from me now, rather than got enough warning in the garage. So I've got signal, you know. If it keeps happening, whatever, then it's, I can't, you know, there's nothing I can do about that, basically. I've tried to have everything working as it should. And as I've got my radio station, I can stream 24 hours a day. It's on the FM, it's on the internet, it's everywhere, and it stays on all day long. And I've got to do a show.
Well, it's probably to do with Skype and the blog, maybe a slight conflict. We've often spoke about this before when, with Kel and myself when she was part of the show going back a while ago, and there does seem to be some sort of conflict between Skype and blog. I think they tried to rectify it a few times, but there's still situations out there. But for everybody else, I mean, you know, Dave, we don't always get the problems. Sometimes we go weeks without problems, and then all of a sudden, as you say, you get the gremlins and all these sort of things. The call gets dropped. I mean, you've heard me. Sometimes I lose my chat room. All sorts of things.
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah.
You know what? You just get on with it. You roll with it. The show must go on. It's what you do, isn't it? You know. I'm sorry to you've been experiencing a few issues yourself, buddy, but the things we got to talk about tonight, I think we've spoken about a lot of things that we won't discuss anyway. Even when you did break up, we still continue, you know, with the same theme, so I don't think the listeners are losing out too much, Dave. Now and again, if you drop off and you come back, that's no problem. It's just frustrating. I do know that myself, because I've been there, and I think, oh, God, I've got to get back, you know what I mean?
And
of course our listeners don't really understand it. You do panic. Everybody panics when you you get a blank screen in front. If you lose your chat room or something like that, it's
but I'm really streaming you through Motivate as well. So obviously all the people in the Motivate chat room, every time the internet goes off or whatever happens, it goes off on the big computer as well, and I don't get no sound on through me radio. So you know, I keep getting people coming. There's no sound, there's no listening. I have to check things, and all the internet's on. You know, I'm not losing my internet. It's not like I'm dropping the connection because I've got full signal on my laptop, I've got full signal on my computer, and I've got full signal on my phone, you know, on the Wi-Fi. So,
you
tell me what's going on then. Love it.
Well, we don't know.
Good evening, chat.
You know what EDL Meeks has just said? She said, it's the radio police trying to stop us spreading the truth. Dave. That's why you're having your problems, mate, and that's what our EDL Mink said to say about that, mate.
Straightjacket69 in my chat room saying that your line of terrorism is truth, and they don't like it up them. You know,
they don't
so,
like it up them, Mr. Mandarin. Fussy wuzzies, they don't like it, sir.
Fussy wuzzies.
It's got to be said, doesn't it? That's it. We tell it the way it is. But, yeah, I was going to say, my goodness me, Dan, we've had a very busy chat room again, once again this evening. We've got lots of people. I'll tell you what we do. We do a rundown. Let's come back into the studio. You know me, I'll flit around here and there.
Yeah,
and I'm just coming back now, if it allows me. Let me back. As I say, we've got, got me, Jeff, and we've got, of course, our boss man, our very own DJ Dave, Russell here, mate, and of course, that's in the studio, so we're not doing too bad this evening, mate. No. Let's have a look, it's in the chat room. And in the chat room, as I say, we've got myself, we've got, of course, Bigfoot, who's a very much a great contributor to the show and a great supporter of the show here. So thank you, Bigfoot, for being here once again this evening. We've got a dear, dear friend of mine who've known many, many years. We go back a long time, don't we? Army, it's British News, Army, my mate. Go back to the Pal Talk days, don't we, buddy? And, of course, we've got Christian Defence League here, and I think we've got Jan, and I'm sure that we've got Dave here as well, or maybe it's Jan's, it's you, isn't it, Jan? Well, to both of you, a big salute to you both, God bless you both, and of course, as I say, we've got EDL Minks here, God bless you, EDL Minks, you and your family, doing absolutely fantastic, going backwards and forwards to Rotherham as they do, showing the support. God bless you and your family. And we've got our very own Mr. Eric Kyle, who's a great contributor to the show, a great supporter, and does great works all around. Good to me, Dave. I've got to get some more glass. I can't read what I'm reading here. fun time at Gitmo. There you go. I haven't seen his name before, and I've got to say hi and welcome. Good to see you here. And my goodness me, Dave, we've got numerous guests. Numerous.
Fantastic.
I'm just going down my list now. Just bear with me. I'm going down here. Guests. Bloody hell, I've got loads here. You'll see. And then I've got High Truth Radio, or High Truth Radio. Well, it's good to have you. You must have your own radio station. Maybe you want to put a link up there. Anybody's got a link or a blog, please put it into the chat room for our chat room to get. Oh, of course, we have got Jan Rennie. Jan Rennie's here as well. So we've got
That's
Dave
it.
From the CDL. We've got Jan Rennie. God bless you, Jan. Good to see you here. And I've noticed you commenting on some things earlier. And, of course, we've got Motivate Radio, and that's our very own boss man who's got a great radio station out there as well, who doesn't have quite the many problems as what we have on Blog Talk Radio. a great radio show you've got there. Sometimes he has a great rant show on, and this guy, I don't know where he gets the energy. He can go from, say, 8, 9 o'clock, and he go right around to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Unbelievable. Great works you do, Dave. Great show. Would you like to give it a plug, son? Go on, give it a plug.
Friday nights, 9 o'clock. www.8radiofm.co.uk. The link's all over the net, so it's easy to find. Motivate Radio. Yeah, we go from about 9 o'clock. Me and Pete, we take live calls. We actually called Rotherham last night. Down there, and some calls. They wanted to jump on the radio and have a little chat. That becomes game. Tonight from 9 o'clock, and we normally get off at 5 or 6 in the morning, so it was 7, 8, 9 hour show. That's all
awesome.
You know what it's like when you get talking, Jeff. Me and you do this.
Yeah, we do, mate.
It could be a 3 hour conversation with
another. As I say, it's a great show, and guys, it'd be David be on tomorrow night, so I'm going to be without. If Tommy English is not around, it'd be nice to see him back. I'd like to have my co-host back again. Whatever he's been up to, I don't know what he's up to. I know he's a busy lad. And I know his work takes him, sometimes he can't get it because of the work and that. And also we've got Northern EDL, God bless you, good to see you once again this evening. And of course we've got our very own Mr. Paul Alexander, who's got a great website, a great site there for you to check out. If you put your links in there, please, guys, for your shows and your blogs, I'd be really appreciated. And, of course, we've got Porty Steve. Always good to see you, Porty Steve. And Richie Psychotic Delusion. What a name. Richie, fantastic nickname. Oh, I love it. And Stephen Vandergast. He's got his own shows out. Stephen, and I've heard him on lots of shows. This guy, he's phenomenal. He's got a great voice as well. Stephen, put your show out where, you know, in Blog Talk Radio, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Great guy. He's been around quite a while, Stephen has. And we got the Dude 34. The Dude 34 is the first time I've seen you this evening. Great to have you here, and I hope you're enjoying the show tonight. And we got an old friend of mine. We go back a little way now, don't we? And he's got his own network, and it's the Radio Jihad Network. Let's see if I can get it right tonight, Vito. Vito S. Bosito, Mamma Mia, no Sharia, good to have you here tonight. Okay, you didn't have a show this week, so a little bit of time. I don't blame you, mate. It's nice to have a little break, but it's good to see you here. Good to show your support for the show as well. Cheers, buddy, as usual, Vito. As I say, we've also got Vorpal Bite. Yay, mate. It's always good to see you here. God bless you, mate. And also, we got NDSX Admin. Good to see you. Seen you here quite a few times now, brother. God bless you. We got more guests. Dave, the list goes on. And then we got NDS Admin. NDSX Admin. There you go. And then we got guest 1228. So there you go. I think I've got through everybody's. And let me see, if I missed anybody out, I did say about you, Paul, didn't I? Paul Alexander, always great to have you. So, and the Jude 34 says, great show, loving it. Thank you so much. I hope you come back. We'll be here again tomorrow night. We'll be here for about 2 hours. Well, I'll be here tomorrow night. I don't know if I'm going to have the co-host tomorrow night, so I'm going to be winging it sort of thing tomorrow night. But we normally have a pretty good show, and we're just doing a bit of a roll down of what's going on, because we're looking forward, because we've got another demonstration next week, haven't we, Dave? We've got a demonstration in Rotherham. And so, you know, I hope we're going to see a phenomenal lot of people turn out in Rotherham. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, it's the reason why the EDL's been in. This has been an ongoing, rolling demonstration for between 8 and 9 days now. But we've been there a few times, which we knew the plight of the children in Rotherham and what's been going on. Time after time we went there. The first time we went there, we was attacked by police dogs. Well, I wasn't there, but I mean, you know, our members. But that didn't put people off. They still went back. Still, the serious thing that was going on there, the corruption of the councillors, and the way they think they had the victory over us when we was there, you know, and everything like that. But they're not the victory. It's out now. All the councillors who were laughing at us thought it was so funny seeing police dogs attacking us. You'd be like, you're laughing on the other side of your face now, because we told you would. So it has to be said. And we'll continue going there until this arsehole is out of office of the police commissioner's job. He was in control of the Children's Agency back then as well, so let's not forget he had a lot to play. He knew what was going on, and he still wants to ignore it. He still wants his golden handshake. Well, I reckon his golden handshake should go. Maybe if there's some money to be paid out, maybe it should be paid out to the victims that he turned his back on, he ignored, and so did like the people in the social services and all them. Any money that should go towards the victims and the victims' families. There you go. I'm just having more ten pence up there. Let me see. Let's come back to the student. Oh, David's back. No, he must have dropped off there. Let's bring him back on. Dave, you're back, mate.
You're back.
Yeah, you dropped off. I was just reading out. I was just reading out the rest of our good people in the chat room. Welcome back, buddy.
I was listening to the radio, so I heard what you said, mate.
Okay, buddy. So, anyway, Dave, as I say, we're coming down. We've got about 7 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes. Hang on, what we got? Well, we've got about 8 minutes. So, Dave, your thoughts for this evening? I'm sorry about all the crap you've had tonight. It's a nightmare when those things happen.
That's not your fault, mate, is it? It's not your fault.
Yeah, but I know how you feel because I'll get it. It's frustrating, isn't it? You just want to do a show and same thing, and then all of a sudden you find that the call's dropped and all that. But, Dave, your thoughts before we close things down for this evening?
Well, first of all, the elderly lady today, Islam and a peaceful religion it's supposed to be. We see on our streets and in this country before anything's done about it. Our spineless government need to wake up to the fact that, you know, flooding our country with these third world people with their different cultural values is going to cause problems alongside the civilised society that we live in. I can't wait for Rotherham. And I know of all the other patriot groups going up there that haven't liaised with the police at the moment, and we have, and that they're going up. I don't fancy their chances much. So I'd think twice if I were you. Obviously the week after, which is our chance to show the government that we are, you know, a force to be reckoned with. The UDL were not dead. They were never dying. Just sort of waylaid a little bit, maybe. And let's hope we can get the numbers up there and get some speeches going and maybe get some media coverage, you know, with what's been going on up in Rotherham at the moment as well, with the Patriots up there. This is their 8th, 9th day. They're still going strong. They'll be up there next week unless this guy steps down beforehand, but I can't see it. He's actually, you know, a vote of no confidence from the council. The people in the council. So, you know, I mean, really and truly...
Why is he still hanging about?
People
detest him. Why is he hanging about? I think it's because he feels like he's a power to himself. It's down to the people to turf him out. I think that's what it comes down to, Dave. I don't know how we go about it. There's got to be a way that we can kick him out of office.
Thought about doing a petition up there. Although, you know, all the people that are camping outside Rotherham, the support they've had from the general public, surely we should have had some pens and paper there and had some of the petitioners that come past to get it. You know, that would have been a good idea, I think.
Well, that can be put out there, Dave. That can still be put out, can't it? You know, it's about the people electing him to put him in the police commissioner's position. This is the reason why he can't be sacked, because it's the people that's put him in that position.
Yeah,
to the people to petition about kicking him out of office. Kick him out.
That's right.
He's not welcome. He's sort of as welcome as, you know, someone running about with this, what's it called, Ebola? What's that thing? That's it. He's as welcome as a person like that. You want him gone. Put someone here who respects the good people, the children, and listens to what children got to say, instead of saying, oh no, I can't say nothing because it'll be classed as being racist. We've already been classed as a racist institution back in the day, you know what I mean? They give it all that old crap, that's what it's about, isn't it? Well, you know, children, as far as I'm concerned, Dave, you know, they're paramount. It doesn't matter about the name, they're calling you racist. We'll do anything to protect our kids. And you can call us what you bloody like. And that's what we'll continue to always do. It's the children of the future, you know? And we will continue to do...
I just wonder, you know, what these Islamists are thinking of us, you know, are they going to be worried about us being racist when they're chopping their heads off? I don't think so, do you?
No, I don't. I'll be quite honest with you, don't. They don't care. That's just saying that they can try to beat us with. They think they can use that against anybody that speaks about Islam. They can put the, you're racist, you don't like Muslims, you don't like us. This is what they all say. Shut up, mate. That's not the case. You know how it is. I despise Islam, but I don't despise all the Muslims. you know, the Islamists are the ones that we talk about, the ones that that want to bring destruction, the ones who's out there fighting and chopping people's heads off. They're the people that we want to go after, the ones that we want to bring to justice and have the same sort of thing happen to them, to what they're doing to other people. That's it, you know. We got one of our citizens who's ready to go, who's once again waiting for an execution, probably by a bloody a citizen of this country who's over there fighting with his lot. One of your own, killing one of your own. Disgusting. I hope they get him. I hope they just pull it in the back of this little turd's head. I really do, Dave, you know what I mean? But anyway, oh my goodness me, I'm ranting away. Dave, I'm getting as bad as you now, mate.
No.
But yeah, Dave, once again, thank you for being here tonight and being my wingman tonight with me, mate, flying with me tonight. I think we've had a pretty good show this evening. I hope everybody's enjoyed it. Wherever you might be, ladies and gentlemen, I know you listen to us all over the planet. God bless you guys, and so we'll continue to do as we do. We are the English Defence League, and you've been listening to myself, Jeff Mitchell, and you've been listening to Dave Bossman, DJ Dave, who will have his own show tomorrow night. I'll be back again tomorrow night. I'm not sure who's going to be with me tomorrow night, but I hope you've enjoyed the show, and all your support, thank you so much. Everybody in the chat room, wherever you might be, God bless you. You take care. You stay safe. Dave, cheers, buddy, once again. With that,
pleasure, mate. Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.
You are so welcome, buddy. Thanks for being here with me tonight. With that, I can play this out, and I might still have a little bit of time. So, once again, Dave, I'll be a great show tomorrow night, mate, and I'll speak to you maybe in the day.
And you, mate.
Cool. You never know.
Yeah, no
take
problem.
Take care, buddy.
No problem.
And
cheers,
for everybody. Yeah, take care, stay safe. God bless you all. From myself, from Dave, from the team, from everybody, no surrender. No surrender ever. And with that, we are going underground. Good night, guys.
Good night,
guys. Good night, buddy.
People might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy I can't see the point. Things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, than the mine. If I need you, like that was for Tommy Twine. Then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. You're out to hate me. I've been up already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the flags. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, don't place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
go. This is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. And we'll, once again, we'll see you tomorrow. Good night, guys. And no surrender ever. Night-night, guys.